Hello, International Army. Everyone who loves BTS, all seven members, here we are. Today is December 11th in the United States, 2023. The remaining BTS members are enlisting in the military today or yesterday. Let's see, Namjoon came on he came on Weverse and sent us a farewell letter, and I wasn't able to understand it fully. I didn't see any proper translation of it, but he was basically saying a year and a half is a long time, but it could also be like a short time, and I'm gonna miss you guys a lot. And he was saying, I love you so much, and we've been BTS for 10 years. I know you love us too, that kind of thing. And we don't have to even think for one second that we won't love them when they return. We love them no matter what. I would love to encourage anyone who might not have the healthiest mindset about BTS going into the military, about the remaining members enlisting. If you're crying, if you're unable to function, if you are worried like crazy, no pun intended on Jimin's like crazy song. Basically, I just want to encourage us to have a healthier mindset if we don't. And the mindset that I have, so I'm coming at it from the perspective of somebody who is kind of used to saying goodbye to people for a long period of time. And I won't get in too much detail except that, like, I'm in a faith or a religion that encourages their young men to serve a missionary experience, and the length of time for their young men to be away from their families, away from their jobs, away from their education is 2 years. So I'm really used to this idea of anticipating sending young men off and, you know, worrying about them and hoping that they're going to be fed well, that they're going to be warm, and that they're going to be comfortable and safe and all that. Now, I know a missionary service is not the same thing as military training, where you're going to be handling weaponry and, you know, possibly if there is an actual threat from another party or another country or, you know. So I'm used to this idea of not being physically able to see your loved ones or see your young men for a long while. Now, you know, if I just said that was 2 years, so if the BTS members only have to serve for 18 months, then it doesn't seem that bad compared to 2 years. And you might say, well, missionaries aren't in danger. They don't get, you know, their lives threatened or anything. Yes, they actually really do, quite a bit. Some missionaries are stabbed, some of them are shot, some of them, you know, just like anyone else, they get in car accidents. They sometimes don't have enough money for food. They might not be sleeping or, you know, living in the best of conditions. Actually, I have a niece who decided to be a missionary, and that's not even a young man, but she actually was assigned to serve as a missionary in the Philippines, and she was supposed to be there 18 months, but the pandemic shut it down, and all the missionaries got sent home or had to be quarantined in the countries or the cities or the areas where they were assigned. And my niece was in the Philippines, and she had been biking like 6 miles into town in mud every day, and couldn't have very good food a lot of the time, and had to wash her clothes in a pail with muddy water. So there are certain things where, you know, people still are not in the greatest of conditions. And that could have been a celebrity. That could have been an idol that was in that condition. All we can do really is just hope for them, pray for them, do our best. If there's any way that we can support them, if they need our support, we should do that. And the BTS members, yes, It seems like every single one of them except Yoongi will be handling weapons or machinery, doing things that require them to use their body for strenuous and rigorous physical activity. We've seen that Jin and Hobi have been doing very, very well, and Jin, I don't remember what his rank is right now or what his promotions have been, so I apologize for not really knowing all of that. But at the same time, I'm trying not to be obsessed with them to the point where I know every little detail and I'm super, super up on every single, advancement or the date in which they get their next promotion, how much money they might be earning. I have no idea. I'm trying not to be so focused on it that I can't live my own life. I'm trying not to be so focused on it that I'm, fixated on every single BTS member and what he's doing all the time, because I don't think that's healthy for me, and I don't think it's healthy for their fans. It's fine if their company gives information or if we have information through an honest method where they wouldn't mind us knowing their information, like what's Jin doing right now, what is he serving, what capacity is he or role is he filling in his enlistment right now. It's fine if we have that information, if they don't mind us having that information, if it's not classified, if they're not trying to keep it from us. But I'm not trying to go out of my way to know all those things, because every single time I spend a few minutes or an hour trying to be fixated, or not fixated, trying to be exactly up to date on every single thing that the BTS members are each doing, that's going to be so many hours of my day, so many minutes of my day, many, many times a day. And I have time to be a fan, of course. I have time to be ARMY. Like, I pray for them every day. I look at their Weverse and Twitter and Instagram as many days as I can in a week, sometimes multiple times. It doesn't take long to get into Instagram and check and see if someone has posted something. It doesn't take long to look at the Weverse notification and try to see if your Weverse will translate it for you in the language that you need to read it in. That doesn't take long, but if I'm actually going to be looking through Twitter, I don't care if it's called X, I'm going to keep calling it Twitter for now at least, because I think X is overused and it's dumb, and I think it's just a really ridiculous thing to call the app, and I don't like that it's black now instead of blue. Anyway, so do I have time to check on BTS every day? Yes. But do I go out of my way when I should be maintaining my job or my household or my relationship with my loved ones? I'm not going to just push all that aside to go try to see exactly what rank BTS members are advancing to and how many days they've already been serving, like 240 days or 300 days, and how many days they have left. I'm not going to spend my time doing all that, because it's not that it doesn't matter. But for me, I would say that I have a pretty healthy outlook on this. I have a pretty healthy relationship with my feelings and my thoughts about BTS members enlisting. If their country requires it and they've known it their entire lives since they were old enough to understand that when they become a man someday they are going to be serving their country, then I don't think it's something to be grieving over or mourning over. I don't think it was worth all of the videos and the vlogs and the blogs and the comments and all the Twitter, the flurry of activity about, oh, is BTS going to be exempt or not? I don't think it was worth all of that, because in the long run, if you're clamoring for a person to not serve their country just because they've done this or that, like, what's the point? Sorry, a little alarm went off. If you're just spending all your time or most of your time or even a big chunk of your time trying to talk about how upset you are that someone that you love has to go serve their country, I just think that's not a very healthy attitude. I don't think that's a very healthy relationship between you and that person that you love and their country, if it's not your country. So I am super supportive of the fact that BTS members are enlisting and have enlisted Do I think that the government treated them well? No, I don't think that they were treated well. I believe that they were used. I believe that they were overused and manipulated, and I don't think it was fair. But in the long run, I think that having any confusion about whether they're going to enlist or not was not healthy for them. So it's too bad that there was so much hype around it. And it's too bad that people actually got their hopes up and thought that they might not serve. I think that if we had gone with the attitude and the feeling and opinion and acceptance of BTS members becoming, active in the military or enlisting to serve their country, I think if we had assumed that that was going to happen the entire time, then we would have been a lot better off. I think that they would have been less stressed if their fans weren't constantly talking about are they going to go or are they not going to go. I think it would have just been a lot safer and healthier for all of us in our mental health, emotional health. I don't think that them enlisting today and yesterday and the day before and in December 2022 and February 2022 and all that, I don't think that that should have made it so that we couldn't sleep at night. So that we couldn't eat, so that we couldn't go about our day and do our jobs. I think that we should have all just accepted it a long time ago and just support them and encourage them and love them. Have faith and hope that they're going to be safe and tell them that we support them and we will be here when they return and that anytime they want to check in with us during the time that they are active in the military, just show them that. We do devote our hearts and our attention to, believing that they're going to come back safely and show them that they have our support. It would have been a lot healthier for them. It would have been a lot healthier for us. And I don't think that there would have been as much heartache. So I think that this going forward, if you're also a fan of any other idol groups or any other idols or any other solo artists, I think that if you can work on having this type of a healthy mindset on, oh, I'll just encourage them and support them. They have to do it, so I'm not going to worry about it. Like, yeah, you can worry about it, but you're just going to waste your energy worrying. And if there's nothing you can do, I think it's better to spend your energy praying for them and supporting them than it is to worry about them. Because regardless whether you're worried or not worried, they're still going to do it. They still have to serve. They still have to pick up weapons. They still have to practice handling weapons. They still have to go through the training. They still have to run and climb up walls and learn how to hide and run through water and mud and do all that stuff with a gun in their hands. I don't know who might have to jump out of aircraft or swim in freezing cold water. The one member that I'm worried about, probably a little bit more than the rest, is Tae because he's going into the special, I forgot what it's called, the NDT or something like that. I totally forgot what it's called. So I do apologize. But he's going into the more rigorous, specialized, active. What's it called? Anyway, I didn't come prepared to know what it's called. So I do apologize. But he knows what he's doing. He did not have to enlist in that specific area of the military. He had every right to avoid enlisting in that particular division. So I'm not going to worry because I'm trusting him. I'm trusting his parents. I'm trusting his loved ones. And if he's choosing to go into that department or division that requires him to go in the freezing cold water and requires him to go a certain amount of time without food and requires him to handle explosives and to do counterterrorism measures and all that stuff. That's his choice that he made. He applied for it and he got accepted. And I have to believe that he's happy and excited and proud of himself and pleased with his choice. And I have to believe that he didn't have someone forcing him or manipulating him into making that choice. He didn't have to apply for it. I don't know if any of them have to apply for it. I don't know. But I mean, we should be proud of him that he's that physically fit, that he's that mentally sound because he passed all of the interviews and the evaluations and the criteria and things like that that are required for him to be successful in that division. So we should be super proud of him and super happy that he is such a healthy guy, that his mindset is so healthy, that his, awareness and his instincts and his reflexes are that good, that healthy, and that, like, I don't know if you want to say advanced or, just really, really top notch. And we should be super proud of him. And so I really hope that today, if anything I've said has helped you change your mind and has helped you have a better outlook on the whole experience and on the whole situation, I'm going to be happy about that because I'm here to help people. I'm here to try to encourage everybody to be better, to make progress in your own life and in your own, like, in your own mind and in your own heart, and just trying to be a better person, trying to be a better army. I'm not saying you're a bad army, I'm not saying you're a bad person, but if there's something that we can do to be healthier and to be more well-balanced and well-rounded as a person on this planet, even whether we are fans of a certain musical artist or not, I think that that just makes the world a better world. It makes the planet a better planet. And so I'm hoping that in some way, me sharing this has encouraged you to change your mindset if you've been just miserable and feeling super worried and overwhelmed and overcome with tears and emotion and all that. Besides that, I'm really excited for BTS to be BTS all together again instead of being their individual and solo activities. I just think that they're the best when they're together, and they also think that. So I feel no shame in that. And so the time apart hasn't been fun, and while they've each released wonderful projects that have done very well, lots and lots of success, some touring, some shows, lots of promotions, some singles, some albums. I just think that, as exciting as those things have been, and as fun, as interesting, as what was it, like, emotional and effect. You know how, like, what's the song, Amygdala? That song affected me a lot. Jungkook's song Hate You affected me a lot. There's just different things that have hit me harder. Some of RM's music and his album Indigo has affected me a lot. But I didn't lose my life over it, I didn't focus on only that. And there are people who make it their whole life's mission during a promotion to do nothing but stream so that it can push the BTS members' releases and the launches that they're doing with their projects, with their music and their videos and stuff, so that people can push those forward. And while that's great that people are able to have that kind of time and money to be able to influence and to be able to affect the numbers of streaming and purchases and downloads and all of that, I'm not able to do that. And I also don't really think that that's a super organic way to help your favorite artist be recognized. I feel like people should be able to be a fan and to support their musical artists, their favorite artists, without dropping what they're doing to go do nothing but stream and do nothing but create Spotify playlists. And I just think that that's, like, it's a good effort. And if it has helped BTS members or BTS as a group be on top because of all that, that's great. But I'm not sure, is that exactly what BTS wants? For us to put our lives aside and to not get sleep and to not eat when we need to eat and to not keep up our meaningful relationships? Do they want us to stay awake all night and stream their music and watch their video instead of getting sleep? No, I don't think that they do. So while they appreciate all of the hard work that everybody in that act, all of the armies and all of the people that are in that activity of streaming and in the practice of streaming and watching and listening and downloading and buying for other people and reimbursing people, where they're like, oh, here, we'll put some funds in your account as soon as we see that you've bought this version of the single and that version of the single and that version and that remix, and we want to keep all their songs on top and everything. I don't know that that's necessary. I don't know that BTS wants us to continue doing that, because I don't really think that they feel the need to be on top all the time. I think it's the fans, I think it's armies that feel the need to keep BTS on top all the time. I think that BTS has achieved, I think that they feel like they have achieved what they want to in life already with their music, and they know that they can do even more, but it should be because we love them that we're listening organically. I think that one person making 10 or 15 or 20 or 50 different accounts and buying their music through all the different accounts is not an organic way to support them. I think that one person doing all that to try to make it look like it's 50 different people, or even 10 different people, or even 5 different people, is just a way to manipulate the system and try to keep your favorite artist on top while trying to look like 5 people when you're not, you're one person. And I think that every stream should count as one person's stream instead of one person trying to put their life on hold and go try to make all of the numbers and all of the recording, all of the statistics and everything and all of the charts look like you are 50 different people or 20 different people. I just think that it's exhausting. I don't think it's a good use of our time, and I don't think that BTS would really be happy in the long run if they could each have a look into our personal lives and see that we have a lot of extremely necessary and essential things going on. We have people that are counting on us to be healthy so that we can help them. Like maybe we're taking care of someone in our family who is sick. Maybe we have a job that we're trying to maintain. Maybe there's a lot of things that we could be and should be doing instead of trying to manipulate the charts to keep BTS on top. I don't think it's necessary for them to be on top all the time. I think that it's okay and actually healthy for them to stay humble and to see that maybe, even though they love their project and we love their project, maybe their project doesn't reach number one every single time. Maybe it doesn't outsell and outstream all the other artists every single time. Because if you're always on top, I just feel like that's a kind of life that I don't know. I just don't know that that would be super healthy to spend your life being on top all the time. I think it would be exhausting, and I think you would wonder, are people doing this just because they like me, or are they doing it because they actually like and love my music? Do they love every single song, or are they just downloading because it's me? So I'm not going to try to change what people are doing, but I do hope that this has reached somebody to maybe help you see things in a different light. Okay, now I'm just going to thank every army for being appropriate and considerate and respectful and not going to the drop-off point, not going to the enlistment point or the locations where BTS members are enlisting, and not going to places where they will be on an airplane or in a vehicle. I'm going to thank everyone who's being appropriate and thoughtful and caring and safe and looking out for themselves and looking out for BTS and not trying to join a crowd or not trying to get attention. RM, Tae, Jimin, and Jungkook, they said, please don't come. We don't want you to come. We want you guys to be safe. We want the other people to be safe, the other people who are enlisting, other families who are sending their young men off. We don't want you guys to come, so please don't come. If you did not go, and if you did not make efforts to physically go and be in a place that's close to where BTS is enlisting and for their send off and all that and their ceremonies, good job, good job. I respect you since you respect BTS and you respect yourself and you respect their families and the military. And so let's keep on being good examples and make sure that we use our voice for good by encouraging others also to be respectful and appropriate and kind and thoughtful and loving, because doing things opposite from what BTS is asking us to do is not kind and thoughtful and loving. I think that's about it for today. Thank you so much for coming here. This has been Begin the Search. My name is Kay, and I'm in Twitter at KaethosTV. That's KaethosTV. And I'm gonna keep on listening to BTS, and I'm not just gonna listen to their new stuff. I'm also gonna listen to their first, all of their albums and all their mini albums, because I do love their music so much. I love their music as BTS, the absolute most. Okay, so guess what? I have a little treat for us. Even if you've already seen it, hopefully it will make you smile and make you feel comforted to hear it again. Thank you to BTS Translation 7 in Twitter. Her name is Claire, and it says this: "To the people whom I love, I hope you are well." Just remember, this is from Namjoon. "It seemed the day would never come, but here we are at last. I swear there were a million things I wanted to share, but putting pen to paper after such a long time has been quite the challenge." He's such a good writer. Oh my goodness. He knows really how to express himself well. He continues, "It has been such a great joy to live as a member of BTS these last 10 years. I've always said this, but the end of a journey can always be a door leading to a new one. I have absolutely no doubt that by the time we return, there will be something even greater w awaiting us. When I think about our Seok Jin-young and Hoseok, who went on to do their service before any of the rest of us followed suit, I can imagine how difficult it must have been to undergo that experience alone. Trailing behind them, I feel stronger and more capable of taking on the duty because they have set an admirable example in carrying out their due service. I firmly believe that these next 18 months, a period of time that is both short and long and everything in between, will become a time for all of us to learn to face the unfamiliar and to be newly inspired by our challenges." My goodness, this is so, so comforting. "Of course, I approach this time with a little fear and caution, but at a time when everything appears up in the air, is there a thing in the world that can bring just as much comfort as holding on to hope and wondering what awaits me next? Sure, my work is gratifying and gives me purpose, but above all, the only thing that could possibly rival this idea would be your love. The very idea of holding a special place in someone's mind, to be a person worth waiting for. Life can be lonely, and at times we walk alone, but my soul is already filled to the brim with that steadfast love. I hope I can be such a person to you as deeply as you are to me. At the end of the day, words come and go, but it is our time, our love, and our sincerity that we have shared that is the true testament to what we will continue to mean to each other. All this time, all I've ever wanted was to be the person standing right by your side, even when I may not always appear to be there. I deeply hope that each of us will continue to live out our individual lives from wherever home may be, sitting in the driver's seat, to give it our best shot, and that when we finally come back, we will greet each other with bright smiles, hoping each of us will have become sincere, warm-hearted people. It may be a little goodbye for now, but I'll greet you with a hello the very next time we meet, wherever we are, whenever that might be, hoping that we continue to remain us. I'll see you in the future then. I am loving you so very much, wishing this message will reach your heart from mine." Again, that was translated by at BTS Translation 7. Her name is Claire, and this was dated December 10th, 2023. So I actually want to link you guys to this Twitter account. Because, well, just look in the show notes, please, because I'm going to be sharing this in case you need somebody who translates, in case you need that when BTS members go live or when they do messages. It's really helpful to us to be able to have them translated into English. I'm also going to look for a translation of Tae's letter from yesterday, because I was not able to translate that one. Weavers just didn't do it for me. So there you have it, Namjoon's letter, and I'm sorry that I got it so incorrect when I tried to sort of summarize what he had said before. Weavers just gave me the basically that idea that I gave you, and it was very wrong. So I'm thankful that we have something that's much more accurate now. Thank you to Claire. Jimin came on a Weverse Live early this morning. He had already been on for about 16 minutes, I guess, is the time frame, about 16 and a half minutes. And he was already done with his live 4 hours before I woke up this morning. So I was not able to view that until afterwards, but I'm going to share with you what he said. And again, I'm going to that same BTS translator. Well, she's an army translator, and she does such a good job. So just allow me a moment to get there. I gotta get there. I bookmarked it. So let me see where she is. Here it is. Oh, and Jimin, by the way, he was wearing a beanie and he was sitting in one of those rolling chairs and looking so cute. And he had a lot of good energy. He didn't stay up as late as Jungkook did to do his Weverse Live. Oh my word. What is this? I've not seen this picture yet. What? I have not seen this yet. I don't get it. I'm now seeing a picture of JK shirtless with his hair buzzed, shaved off, and also Tae shirtless with his off in the weight room. I don't know where this came from. I've never seen this before. I thought I looked at all of these pictures. I don't know where this came from. Okay, I'm not gonna go crazy over this. Let me go ahead and read to you from Jimin's live. Where is it? I had it and now I can't find it. Because I'm a little distracted. I'm just going to summarize it. He says, yes, Suga Hyung is doing well too, and Namjoon Hyung and Tae will do well. Jin and Hobi Young are doing well, and me and JK will do well too. We'll do a lot of the things we want to do once we're back. The members and I talk about how much we want to tour. I saw Namjoon Hyung and Taehyung enlisting. They went in smiling. They said they'll go and come back healthy. I didn't cry, ha ha ha. I miss them lots too, but if we go and come back quickly, the time of us getting back together will come sooner. And I feel like it's good. Where does it say? I feel like it's good support that I'm going with Jungkook, though. Yes, it is. He also says, I'll go and come back safely. I felt like I had to tell you guys that, so I'm here. I'm not really sure what to say, and my thoughts don't seem that organized. But now that I have shaved my head, it's starting to feel real now. Ha ha. At the very end, Jimin does take his beanie off and starts laughing, and he shows us all his buzzed head. And then he puts it on. It's not the best lighting, but you can see it, and it's cute. Okay, JK, what did he say in his live? He basically said, take care of yourselves. I thought I'd have more to say, but this is all that's coming out now. Please be healthy, be happy. Bye, everyone. Salute. Oh, it's not the last live ever, just the last one before I enlist. I'll come back stronger. Love you guys. And he did say, love you guys in English. He also said, well, I should get my laundry done before I leave, shouldn't I? And in the background of his live, you can hear his laundry in the dryer clunking around. He explained that he came late and it was almost 2 a.m. in Korea after spending time with the members, having a nice meal, saying goodbye, and getting ready for tomorrow. That is wonderful. I am so happy that they got to do that. He also said, I'm going to go rest soon. I have to get everything ready for tomorrow. No, I didn't drink tonight. You know, it's the last day before I leave. Everyone, tomorrow, all 7 of us will be members of the army. Thank you for sir. Thank you for your support up until our enlistment. Don't think I can add any words to that. I'm just proud. I'm proud that they are so honorable and they will return with honor. And I'll be praying for them every single day that they'll be safe and well and that they get to return home to their families. And that they get to stay in touch. And in my prayers, I
always say, I ask God always to keep them free from harm or serious accident or illness. All right, I'm just going to leave a little thank you note to Claire at BTS Translation 7 for doing this translation for us. Because I wouldn't know what they were saying without it. So, yesterday I wasn't getting teary-eyed, I wasn't getting weepy. Well, I mean, I've cried several times. I cried a lot when Yoongi went, when he enlisted. And then when I heard the four, when I saw the announcement from Big Hit asking us to support and encourage the four remaining members, I got emotional. But this post is from the BTS Twitter account and it says, "Have a nice trip, fighting." Two purple hearts. The first picture is all seven members. From left to right, we have Jin, then Yoongi, then JK, then Tae in the middle in the white coat, and then Namjoon, then Jimin, who hadn't yet cut his hair, shaved his hair, and then Hobi on the right side. And just looking at all of them, I'm really proud of them. Yeah, I'm really proud of them. I'm proud of them for being healthy enough, for being active, for being physically fit, for having the stamina, the endurance, the mental health. I'm really proud of them. Whew, just seeing this picture. This is not the first time I've looked at this picture, but it just chokes me up. And then the second picture is the four remaining members. We have JK, Tae, Namjoon, and Jimin. The really awesome thing is that Jimin and JK get to enlist together, so it's like a buddy system. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but it's awesome that they submitted or applied to be assigned to the same place, and I think that's really important. I think it's really great. JK, even though he's so strong and brave and he's done so many things, I think he still needs one of his buddies there. I think he still needs one of his brothers there, and I think that Jimin needs them too. So I'm really happy that they got to go together. Okay, so let's see. This is what Tae's letter says. It says December 11th, 2023. Today is December 11th for me, but I believe that this was posted yesterday, so it was December 11th. Excuse me, a little hiccup in Korea. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time with my words. He says, "I already know I'm going to miss you so much. Frankly, I think I'd be okay if not for the fact that I won't get to make more happy memories with our armies, at least for the time being. That has to be the hardest part for me." He says, 18 months is no short period of time, but I know that I will come back so much stronger, and I want our armies to take after their health and try to find happiness in your everyday lives until that one day when I pop back up and say, 'Surprise, I'm back!'" That's so cute. He says, "Oh, by the way, I have a few things lined up for the next 18 months, so be on the lookout. When we return, let's get back on track and make so many more wonderful memories together. I miss you and I love you so much. Promise me you'll wait for us till then." "Yes, I promise." And then he says, "Be back soon, bye." And he posted a ton of pictures we haven't seen yet. There's a picture of him, kind of like grabbing Jungkook's doggy. There's a picture of him with some kind of product on his nose, like a stylist is sitting behind him doing his hair, and there's a product on his nose, or maybe that's a, I don't know who that is behind him. And there's some blurry photos because he's like that. He does blurry photos sometimes. Pictures of his hair blowing as he's standing outside wearing a face mask. Ah, my eyes. I got something in my eye. What are the other pictures? There's one of him with his head shaved. Good job. And there are several pictures of the BTS members together. One is from 2013 at 6:13 p.m. There's one of them in the elevator taking a photo of them, of themselves through the ceiling, like the reflection on the ceiling. Okay, so I think I'm gonna stop talking now. But thank you again for listening to this, and please enjoy feeling the love that the BTS members have for us. Please be a real ARMY by having their best interests in mind and in your heart. Please defend them, and please honor them by never doing anything that would cause them to feel worried for themselves, or for their families, or for their friends, for their company, for each other, or for us. This has been Begin the Search. Take good care, armies. I love you, Bora Hey, and I will see you next time. I think that's about it for today. Thank you so much for coming here. This has been Begin the Search. My name is Kay, and I'm in Twitter at KaethosTV. That's KaethosTV. And I'm gonna keep on listening to BTS, and I'm not just gonna listen to their new stuff. I'm also gonna listen to their first. All of their albums and all their mini albums, because I do love their music so much. I love their music as BTS, the absolute most. Anyway, I think I'll stop rambling on and on now, and I'm so thankful that you stayed to hear the rest of this. If you did stay, and if you listened to any part of this, thank you very much. I hope you will gain something from this podcast, as I don't just review BTS content, but I talk about how it's important to be healthy. It's important to, have balance in our lives. And I talk about what hardships I've had with anxiety, with depression, with feelings of grief and stuff. So hopefully there's something in this podcast for you. Hopefully you've been able to listen to another episode or more than one. I just want you to encourage you guys to do your best in whatever you're doing and to try to figure out if you're putting too much effort or emphasis into one area of your life or into two areas of your life. For example, shopping all the time is not healthy, eating all the time is not healthy, sleeping all the time is not healthy, and doing nothing but going to work is also not healthy. So I encourage you all to have a good balance and to, spread out your energy and your efforts among many different good things to do, so that you're not tipping the scale super heavy in one area of your life. I know that BTS cares about us a lot. They love us so much. They worry about us and they want us to be the best that we can be. And going to work nonstop and never getting your rest and never getting your good meals and never spending time with people that you love is not healthy. So I hope that you might adjust your life a little bit if you are. If you're too overloaded in one area of your life versus the other areas that need some of your time and attention. All right, this has been Begin the Search. I already said that, but thank you so much for being here, and I will see you guys next time. Bye!